going back to that conference meet was a good one. Had a lot of folks there watching it. A little windy that day. You got through it, and a Southwest Conference championship.
Yeah, it was great. Once again, it kind of ended up being a decent day, except if you could have just got rid of the wind, which we fought and fought and fought, it ended up being a three-peat for us. So for the last 3 years, we've won the Southwest Conference. It was exciting, and it was hard kind of for me to believe then, because I'm like, okay, so where did we place before this? And so going back before COVID, I was looking at that, and sometimes in the Southwest Conference, those years, the first few years that we were in there, I can't believe it, because we still qualified lots of girls for state track, but there were years we struggled to score 70 points in that meet. And so that just shows how much depth we have right now, how much diversity we have in our events, and how well the girls actually perform when it's go time now is the amount of places and the points we scored in the Southwest Conference. So that's exciting to see. And I don't always remember those things. And after going back and looking at that, yeah, that we've done a great job these last 3 years.
You moved on to the Best Midwest after that. And we were just talking before we went on that you had to do some adjusting in some of your top 10 list, especially in those relays after the way you performed this week.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the Best in the Midwest. You know, we're questioning how many kids we should take up there, but you know, we didn't have a scheduled track meet this week for our varsity kids, and I figured, you know, that's a long time to go from Saturday, a whole week of practice, and then another day, and then have districts. So we said, yeah, we're going to try to get back into this. We haven't been able to go for the last few years because we had the GNAC meet that eventually moved to Thursday, and when that happened, we just didn't take anybody, and then we eventually had GNAC that moved to Tuesday for a couple years, so we weren't able to attend that. And so I at least thought we should take a few girls up there and see how they all perform and give them another opportunity. And holy smokes, middle distance and distance especially, did they shine at that meet. We got to put a lot of people in the top 10, and that's exciting, because I always say it, and I'm not exaggerating, that our top 10 is extremely difficult to get onto. We have great marks over the last 40 years of girls track, so adding those people and seeing those performances was really, really exciting.
And first event on the track, going to the running events, your boy, your 4x8 comes through, 9:52.97. That is among the best in Class B, or not, it was at last check, it was the best in Class B, and also put you in the top 10 charts.
Yeah, it was exciting to see that, because it moves us on to the top 10, and it puts us at number 7 on the top 10 with that 9:52.97. And we were bringing somebody back off of sickness that I didn't even let come to the meet on Saturday. And if she runs what she's ran in the past, that's an automatic 7-second drop off of that, which will be exciting to see. It was Paige Bortner, Sienna Dutton, Leah Spencer, and Shauna Wilkinson that ran that, won that event, and I think it was that they set the meet record then. So that was exciting up there. We knew we had some potential on that. We just never quite got it put together, and the days were never real, real great. But I got to say, that meet on Tuesday was a great day. We took our JVs to North Platte on Monday, and it was a great day, almost no wind. And so not that, you know, wind helps you and it hurts you, but that was a day that everybody could just perform. You only put them in 3 events on Tuesday, and so that helps out too when they're not loaded up with events. But that was exciting to see.
Yeah, that 4x8 right now in your district is an overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, that's one of the things Coach Peterman and I have talked a little bit about, and yeah, we are. It's nothing against the district at all. It's just that, you know, we're 10 seconds, 15 seconds faster than we were last year at this time, and the closest team is running like in the 10-20s, and so it's one of those that you kind of want to say, okay, you've got some other races to run. We're not loading anybody up. I mean, nobody is overloaded for districts. Most of our girls are going to go 3 events instead of 4 events, and we think maybe that gives us a chance, where before when we've loaded people up and we get down to state, it's a lot of for them to do, maybe doing it this way can help some of them perform a little bit better in Omaha once we get down there. There's always the thought of saying, okay, we're going to run this to win this. And then we think about that and we said, okay, what does that set up for the rest of the day? Does that affect how they think about the rest of the races? And so I think we're just going to cut them loose. And if they want to crush it again, that's what they can do. And so it'll be exciting to see what they do in that.
4x4 was a fast one as well at the end of the day with you and Chase County. You knew Chase had a good one as well. And those two teams were 1 and 2.
Yeah, it was exciting. That's kind of what we were hoping for, because early on when we put entries in, Chase County hadn't entered entered the relays, and so we were hoping that they would enter the relays and push us, or we pushed them a little bit, and that's exactly what happened in that 4x4. You know, it was a great race to the end. We had the lead a little bit. Their anchor caught up and won the race, and that's totally great on her part, and we still ran. Our anchor ran, Shauna ran a great split, I thought, especially for the day of running the 2 mile relay, the 800, and then that, where they're a lot closer than they are in a regular meet. So, but that time of 4:06.65 moves us to number 8 on our top 10, and you know that our top 10 times are fast for the mile relay, and I mean all of our relays. And so it was exciting to see that, exciting to see it, but then holy smokes. I heard you talking with Coach Ramsey earlier, and Scotts Bluff was running their best of the Midwest, or the best of the West out there in Scotts Bluff, and holy smokes, we're going to have a heck of a race in the mile relay also, and so that's going to be a fun last event to watch. We have great potential in the state for teams in our district, again, to extra qualify like they generally do. Our district seems to be one of the toughest districts that qualifies the most extra or additional qualifiers, and so we definitely got that chance again when you saw the times come in of the next 4x4s. I think that puts us third in Class B in that relay, and so there are some good times coming in, obviously, that too. Just like the 2 mile relay, I think we're sitting third because you have Norris and you have Waverly that are running faster, and those two teams are Waverly is running the fastest with a 4:01 in the mile relay already. So it'll be fun at districts, and then it'll be fun at state, hopefully, if everything works out and we're there, and fun to watch those people compete there too.
Can't forget about that 4x1 at the best of the Midwest. Gothenburg runs a 50.3. You run a 50.8, and those are the two top teams in the district right
yep.
now.
That's exciting too, because our relay, you know, I've talked about it throughout the year that we aren't getting people in the finals of the 100, and then we can still put together a relay that runs that fast, and it actually ran faster than last year when we qualified for state last year. If we can run close to that, and we had one exchange that we still are having a little bit of difficulty with somebody getting out a little quick in front of our incoming runner, and we've hopefully worked on that enough that we've got that fixed, and then we'll see really what we can run with that relay. And it's just off of the top 10 chart. We've got to run a couple tenths faster to get on our top 10 chart on that, and they actually have some potential to, I don't know, but I think we have the potential to run the really, really low 50s, if not maybe think of something we haven't thought about for years and breaking that. And so it'll be fun to watch that too. And again, the competition there, it's Gothenburg, us, and then you have the teams that are right there with us, right behind us. And so it's going to be another fun race to watch. And we're obviously not going to know until all the results come in who gets in extra.
And then you touched on a little bit the middle distances, the 8, the half, the mile, and 2 mile. And you had a couple of girls really improve their times the other day as well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It was exciting to watch the mile. We'll start with that one. Well, let's start with the 2 mile. And Sammy Rodewall that has ran this, you know, third year fourth year in track and third year in meets. And she'd kind of not been running where she ran when she was a sophomore. But, boy, up there in the 2 mile, she dropped her time almost 40 seconds and got back to close to where she ran as a sophomore. So that's really exciting for Sammy, and really exciting for that to see, for her to see that again. She's a two-time qualifier, and hopefully will be obviously a three-time qualifier for us. Again, the mile in our district is tough. All the middle distance is tough because you have the girl from Gehring that is just an outstanding distance runner, tops the charts in everything from the 400 or 800 mile and 2 mile. And so it'll be fun to see what she runs and how our girls compete with her. Then you go to the mile we've been improving. The Southwest Conference was great, and then for us to run like they did in the mile at Best of Midwest was great. Emma Kappel, who is a freshman, who was a state placer in cross country, came in, and you know, we had her in the relay on Saturday, and then we said, okay, let's just see if we can put you in the mile, because Sienna was back, and their times are super close, a second off in choosing to put them on the relay, and then let Emma be fresh when she runs that mile. And holy smokes, when she was fresh, she runs in the 20s. She runs 25 in that, and that was really, really exciting for us to see and for her, because we haven't seen anybody run the 5:25 for quite a while. And so that was exciting, and it moves her clear up on the charts. I think it moves her into like fourth or fifth on the charts on the mile. And so that was exciting to see. And then Izzy Renner comes through, and Izzy Renner runs in the mile. She comes through, and Izzy runs 5:33, which was like 11 seconds faster than she had ran. So yeah, Emma Capel actually moves into number fifth, right behind Sammy Rodewall at that 525. And then Izzy went to number eight with the switches and round of things in that. So that was super exciting to see that. And they had a great day. And then Shauna coming back and running a 227 in the 800 and getting second. That was exciting to see. And then again, running a split that she ran, that 60 flat split that she ran in the relay. That was a great day for her for those three events that were so close together.
Now in Class B, in the running events, the top three qualify for state, right?
Yep, top three.
And two relays, right?
Yep, two relays, okay. Top three in individuals. And then in relays, it's the next fastest four times, regardless of place. And then in the individuals, it's the top six, regardless of place, that are additional qualifiers.
Gotcha.
And like I said, our district is tough enough that over the last few years, we have been the district that probably qualifies the most additional qualifiers. And then in our field events, it's the same way. It's the top three, and then the next six that get in, best attempts throughout the state, regardless of place. And then in the pole vault and the high jump, you know, they have the qualifying height that if they jump that height. And I heard Coach Ramsey earlier talking about the pole vaulters and the chances that our district has as a whole, but especially McCook has, you know, with the three vaulters that are excellent. Well, now we have four vaulters that are excellent vaulters, but the three vaulters that have gone 11 foot, 10, 6, and 10 foot already this year. And then we have somebody that, you know, we talk about that it's tough when you have a 10-foot vaulter that's automatic qualifying. If they could do that, that we can't even enter into the meet because the other three have vaulted better throughout the year. Great position to be in as a team, not so great for the individuals sometimes. And we remember back to days when, I mean, you know, especially when we started in this and GNAC and the boys at Kearney, when you'd be a 55-foot shot putter and you weren't on the top four at all, so or the top three to compete. So that it's a little difficult, but those events, we're looking pretty good at districts. I think we'll push for a plaque at districts, and we should take a decent number if we perform well, if we've given them enough rest, if we haven't messed anything up, we should take a decent group down to Omaha and see when we get down there. You know, it's a little bit tougher when we go to the East, just like it is in any sport. We may be able to make a little noise. Hopefully we can do that. The last time we got on a podium, it was a big surprise to us that we got on the podium. And so, you know, we always hope for those surprises. But we'll be happy with whatever the girls do, whatever happens on Tuesday. It's been an awesome season. I especially want to say thanks to everybody that came out. You announcing on Saturday, everybody else that came out and worked. You know, the number one, the A-team pit rakers were there. He's sitting over talking about the Derby today. But, you know, that was the A-team on the girls' pits, and so I thank everybody that came out and helped us and came out and supported us at Southwest Conference.
Yep, and going back to your throws, Corey Rippon, Brittany Kinney, Gracie Wimmers, all three of those girls can throw right. The numbers, their top numbers at the district should be okay.
Oh yeah, if they throw their bests or close to their best at the district, they're going to have a shot and they'll be in state.
And I'm always giving static to Kennedy Walter. It's like, gosh dang it, Kennedy, come on, let's in the district. You got a chance in that long jump if you can, you know, it's a tough one. It's not an easy one, but if you can get up to 16-4, is fourth in the district, maybe get up a little bit higher, get among the top, it'd be top three. Punch your ticket.
Yep, top three, and we've talked about that, and that's something that kind of she came along. We didn't even long jump her until two meets ago or three meets ago, and she definitely has that ability if she can get that pop off the board. She also triple jumps for us, and so sometimes it's a struggle when you're long jumping and triple jumping because you gotta pop high on the long jump, and you don't want to pop high on the off the board on the triple jump, and so sometimes that gets messing with them a little bit. And it's nice that long jump's first. We can say just forget about the rest of the stuff, do this. She also runs the starting leg on our 4x1, and so that's exciting for her that she's got a great shot in that relay. But also, yes, in the long jump, she's got a great shot to get in there. Our other two girls jumping in the 15s, if they can jump, which if we can get them on the board, and if they can jump, we'll possibly have some extra placers. Triple jump. Briley Morgan has and Kennedy both have chances to place, and you never know what happens. You know, we've had triple jumpers qualify because others don't have such a good day, and then you look at everything we've got. You never know about the high jumpers. Jaylee Walgren, who's a freshman, and Emma Capel, the freshman, both high jump for us. They're 4'10 people, five Two is auto qualifying. I think it's 5-2 this year. So you just never know on that day. And like I heard Coach Ramsey say, we have competed well at Ogallala. So we're looking for great things. And like he said, the end of the day, we're happy with whatever anybody does. That does not diminish their season at all if things don't quite go the way everybody wants them to. So it'll be exciting. It'll be a good day.